Hello, little listeners. Welcome to Open Window Stories. I'm your storyteller, Meredith Goodwin. Today's story is called The First Moth on the Moon. Big thank you to Miriam, who gave me this idea. Just a reminder, before we get started today, these episodes are pre-recorded for the next few months while I'm on maternity leave, so any new reviews or emails I get won't be read on the podcast until after I get back. As always, thank you so much to everyone who has continued to tune in and listen to these stories. Stick around at the end of the episode to hear about other ways to support the podcast. Okay, little listeners, ready for Once Upon a Time? Let's go. The First Moth on the Moon. There once was a moth named Dan. Dan lived in a big warehouse with fields and fields of concrete and other warehouses outside. Dan wasn't like other moths. Other moths flittered around fires and lampposts, light bulbs and candle flames. Dan liked these lights, sure, but his favorite light was the one in the sky that was round and bright. It was silver and rocky and lit up the entire night. No matter how high he tried to fly, Dan could never get to that lovely big round silver light in the night sky. The other moths didn't mind. More space for them around the fire and the lampposts. But Dan did find it rather lonely being the only moth trying to fly as high as he could into the sky. One day, Dan noticed a very tall commotion going on across the tarmac outside his warehouse. Normally, moths don't come out during the day. All the other moths yawned when Dan told them about the strange activity. He decided he would go check it out without them. The very tall commotion was in the center of the tarmac. It was black and white and had very giant wings. Whoa, Dan thought to himself. That must be the Great Daddy Moth. He flew over to introduce himself, but the huge black-and-white granddaddy moth didn't say anything. That's strange, thought Dan. He decided to look around. It's not every day you see a granddaddy moth. He flew down and saw the granddaddy moth had huge round jets on its tail. "Hey there, little guy," said a voice from close to Dan. "Might want to get away from there. It's going to get hot." A hand waved at Dan, trying to brush him off of the jets. The hand belonged to a human in a blue suit. Dan fluttered away in fright. But then he noticed. There was a line of humans in blue suits climbing into a door on the granddaddy moth. Now that's very odd, Dan thought to himself. Why does a human go inside a granddaddy moth? He fluttered back over to see, when whoosh, the big door shut him inside. "Roger that," the human in blue said that had shooed him away from the jets. "All systems go, ready for launch."
"Copy that," said a voice. "Lift off in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Roar! Went the granddaddy moth. Everything began to shake and to go up, up, up. Oh no, thought Dan the moth. He clung to the wall and tried to stay out of sight. This was probably not very good. But after a while, it wasn't so shaky or loud. The humans in blue seemed to be happy. "Nice takeoff, space shuttle," said one human, patting the dashboard. A space shuttle? So it wasn't a granddaddy moth? Well, thought Dan, maybe I should have a look around. Just as he tried to creep over to see whatever the humans were looking at, one of them said, "Orbit achieved, initiating zero gravity in 3, 2, 1. Womp. Dan floated off the wall. This couldn't be right. He wasn't flying. His wings weren't moving. Dan was getting very dizzy. "I'll just float back to the wall," he thought. But he fluttered his wings and he didn't move. Dan did not like this at all. "Hey, look at that," said one of the humans in blue. "That's interesting. Poor little guy can't seem to adjust to zero gravity. Get a picture of that, Mark." Flash! Now Dan couldn't see anything. This was turning out to not be a very good day. He should have stayed in the warehouse with all the other moths. Dan felt his feet touch something and he grabbed on. He stayed there until he could see again. He was clinging to the wall. He wanted to hide and to take a nap until this was all over. He crept along the wall until he found a room with crinkly suits that looked like cocoons. Ah, Dan thought, the perfect spot for a moth nap. So he crawled inside and curled up for a good snooze. Dan was awakened by the sound of air rushing into the cocoon suit. Whoosh! What was that? Thought Dan. Then there was a human in Dan's cocoon nap place. He crawled to the back where he was pretty sure the human couldn't see him. It seemed to be the back of the human's head. Moonwalk initiate in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Dan heard a door open and heavy steps go down some stairs. He couldn't help it. He was curious. He crept towards the window the human was facing that he'd seen before his nap. "Oh, hey, little buddy," said the human in the cocoon suit. Dan fluttered around. He was face to face with the human, Mark. "We wondered where you'd gone. My helmet is an interesting spot for a nap." A hand tapped the window Dan was looking at. "If you could just move over here a bit, I'll be able to see better." Dan scooted to the corner of the window of the helmet. "Perfect," said Mark. "Hey, Mark, who are you talking to?" buzzed the radio loudly in the helmet. "Our little moth friend," Mark answered it. "I found him. He's in my helmet." "That'll make things interesting," the radio voice laughed. "Moonwalk ready, astronaut?" "Ready," said Mark. A big door opened, and all of a sudden Dan could see a big blue and green ball in the black sea of stars. "That's where we came from," Mark said. "That's Earth." "Cool," thought Dan. "I'm from Earth." "This is the moon, little moth dude." "Cool," thought Dan again. "What's a moon?" It looked rocky and dusty, but Mark seemed to be having fun. He was bouncing in his moon suit. "Gravity is less here," Mark told Dan. "It's not like the space shuttle with no gravity. You should be able to fly here. You can try it. Just don't fly in my mouth, okay?" "Gross," thought Dan. He did flutter around the helmet a bit, but it felt weird, and he wanted to watch the moonwalk. After a while, they went back to the space shuttle. Mark found Dan a jar that used to have space food in it. "Want to stay in here till we get back?" Mark asked. "Then you can have a wall to walk on." Dan liked this idea. He stayed there for the rest of the space mission. Mark taped the jar to the window so Dan could see out. When the astronauts landed back on Earth, Mark took the jar with him as he walked down the ladder and opened it up. Dan waved at Mark, turning to fly off towards his warehouse. "Hey, look at that, little buddy," the astronaut named Mark said, pointing towards the sky. Dan saw his favorite light, the round silver brightness at night. "That's where we were. You got to walk on the moon," said Mark. "Hey," called the other astronauts as Dan fluttered towards his warehouse. "You were the first moth on the moon." The end. Thank you for listening to Open Window Stories. This podcast was written, read, and produced by me, Meredith Goodwin. Accompanying art is also by me. Music for the intro and outro of this podcast is by David McLeod. If you love today's stories, please, please ask your parents to give it 5 stars and write a review in Apple Podcasts. It's the best way to help keep this podcast growing so I can keep bringing you stories. Don't forget to tell your friends. Our next story will come out on Apple Podcasts on April 11th or April 5th on Patreon. Until then, check out our art on Instagram at Open Window Stories. Parents and teachers, if you are interested in supporting our show further, we're on Patreon, where you can subscribe to listen ad-free and a week early, access free teacher resources like coloring pages and discussion questions, join the sticker club, and more. We're also on TeePublic, where you can buy shirts, mugs, stickers, or anything else you could possibly want to buy with an Open Window Stories picture on it. If you want to write to me, you can at bigstorieslittlepeople@gmail.com. I love hearing from listeners. Until next time, little friends.